Team is brought to you in part by the Borough Bar and Grill, Kerman Eye Associates, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties, and the Middletown Home. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
Everyone, and welcome to the Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Leakey, John Wilfock here for week 8 of the high school football season as we get it started here tonight with Lower Dauphin taking on Cumberland Valley. The Lower Dauphin Falcons are 3-4 on the season. They've won 3 of the last 5 games after starting out 0-2. They beat Cedar Crest. They had a good win over at Redland 3 weeks ago, beat Mechanicsburg quite easily. Of course, last week losing to Susquehanna Township 26-7. The Eagles come into this game at 6-1 on the season. They had that dramatic win at home against Central Dauphin 3 weeks ago. Then they went up to State College. They were leading in that game, but State College was able to come back in the second half and remain the lone unbeaten in mid-10 Commonwealth play. So the Eagles are obviously the favorites here tonight, but you have to like what Greg Patzer's team has been doing here over the past few weeks. They certainly look like they have come a long way since we saw them first in week 1 against Middletown.
Yeah, Patzer's Falcons got off to a very sluggish start this year. Ran into a buzzsaw in Middletown that first week, lost again the following week. At that point, it was kind of like, okay, we got to try to salvage things, and they did. They started putting it together with some good wins there, especially when you beat Redland, who's having a very good season. And that kind of boosted things to show that look, this team, when it plays on, makes very few mistakes. They can play with it for a while. And that's what they did by beating Redland. Mechanicsburg, well, everyone expected that. I don't think they expected the score to be maybe what it was, but they still expected that type of a win. And Lower Dauphin pulled it out. Now, a little collapse against Susquehanna Township. Got a rebound back off of that. You know, it kind of brings the team back down to planet Earth and say, hey, okay, we're not as good as what we think we are, so let's improve on these things. And I think you'll see that this week. Central or Cumberland Valley is Cumberland Valley. And you're losing to the team that's top right now in the Commonwealth, one of the few unbeatens in the mid-state next to Middletown, Newport, and Shippensburg. And Cumberland Valley just wants to keep, you know, a nice steady pace here and probably just work the ground and the air, a good comprehensive game that a light breeze, not too bad. Looks like blowing from the north to the south. No rain right now. We did have some rain earlier, but the field is probably just a little slick. But it makes for good conditions. The temperature is starting to get down a little bit. We're finally, after feeling weeks and weeks and weeks of nice, warm 70s and 80s on Friday night football, it seems like we're finally going to get into that Halloween time of the cool, chilly late October.
And really, just a few hours ago, really, it was almost 80 degrees outside.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to get down somewhere into the 40s here tonight. So a quick turnaround in the temperature here this evening. A few other games we're going to try to keep our eye on here tonight. Some big games in the Keystone Division where Lower Dauphin is. There are 4 teams tied with 1 loss in division, those being Cedar Cliff, who is taking on Redland in the West Shore School District rivalry game. And then Bishop McDevitt is taking on Susquehanna Township up at Roscoe Warner Field here tonight. So all 4 of those teams, again, with 1 loss in the division. So those are big games as far as who's going to win this Keystone Division. One other big game to keep our eye on is Palmyra at East Pennsboro. That is a big game as far as playoff implications for those 2 teams. Palmyra trying to get into the 5A playoffs. East Pennsboro trying to get into the 4A playoffs. And both of them need a win here tonight to solidify their position in the District 3 points race.
And I mentioned those unbeaten teams. Newport, talk about a travel and a game schedule trip for Dubois all the way down in Newport tonight. My
wow.
Goodness, yeah, that's a haul. And unbeaten Shippensburg has Northern, who kind of seems to be getting their game back on once again. Middletown, if you're tuning in, Raider fans, the Raiders play tomorrow. It's homecoming weekend. So tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Middletown and Boiling Springs at home. In fact, they have tonight for Middletowners. They have the open house tonight at Middletown High School till 9 o'clock. And, in fact, probably getting set to have their ceremony for the new school at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow morning, they've got it again, 7 to 10, an open house for Middletowners. Any of the public who want to see the new high school. So tuning in for Middletown, wrong time. We're on tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Steve will have that one for you. On our alternate stream tonight, we have Central Dolphin Chambersburg. So you can tune into that, switching over the streams. We've got Lower Dolphin and Cumberland Valley. We'll step out. We'll come back with the opening kickoff here at Hershey Park Stadium. It's CV and LD back after this on WMSS.
Borough Bar and Grill Hummelstown and Borough Bar and Grill Riverfront are proud to bring you this game. The Borough Bar and Grill Hummelstown and Riverfront are open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week to 1:30 a.m. with the kitchen open until 11 p.m. Steaks, chicken, burgers, pasta, seafood, wings, and much more. And they have all the TV sports packages. That's the Borough Bar and Grill on Main Street in Hummelstown and North Front Street in Harrisburg.
Herm and I Professional Eye Care and Optical Boutique has been serving Central PA since 1958. They have hundreds of frames and sunglasses to choose from, and they're a contact lens specialist. Herm and I also has sight-saving testing for macular degeneration. They warmly welcome new patients. The Herm and family are LD alumni, and they wish the Falcons good luck. That's Herm and I, West Main Street in Hummelstown, and HermanEye.com. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg provides residential customer service for window repair and replacement. Weaver Glass and Building Specialties can help you weatherize your home with new storm windows and storm doors. The employees at Weaver's are all Lower Dolphin fans and are proud supporters of Falcon Athletics. That's Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg, 233-8888. That's 233-8888.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Back to Park Stadium, Steve Luke, John Wilsbach, Lower Dolphin getting set to take on Cumberland Valley tonight in a cross-division clash. Lower Dolphin in the Keystone Division, Cumberland Valley in the Commonwealth Division. Again, this is a tough task tonight for the Falcons. CV would be a heavy favorite in this game, so Lower Dolphin certainly looking to at least stay in this game. That's certainly going to be the goal of Coach Kratzer and the rest of this team. Keep it close.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Don't want to get down early and get discouraged and just kind of let everything go down. They played this team tough last year, Cumberland Valley team, but again, it was a different squad, different unit, different players. But, you know, they want to stay in this game, keep it tight, and give themselves a chance. But, yeah, it's going to come down to, you know, making the key blocks, key tackles, not making mistakes. And I think that the Lower Dolphin team has certainly matured a lot. And, of course, you know, learning a new system with Greg Kratzer and his coaching style and trying to get kind of a new touch to this Lower Dolphin team with the loss of Rob Clock. Lower Dolphins in the all blue with the white trim. And Cumberland Valley in the all white with the red trim. Kind of thought more Eagles fans from CV would have traveled to this game. I don't know if you're discouraged by the wet conditions or the chilly conditions, but your team 6-1, I'm kind of surprised there aren't more fans on the far side of the field.
Probably the weather may have something to do with that.
Could be. I do see some sitting also on this side. Yeah, maybe they're trying to stay out and block the air a little bit. But the air is really pretty much coming right down the center of the field right now.
And it always looks a little discouraging when you're sitting in a stadium that seats about 12,000.
That's true, yeah.
Clyde Tamburo set to kick this away. Charlie Katcher is back to receive along with Alex Hetzel. It bounces around. Hetzel picks up 19-yard line. 25, 30, comes to the near sideline, is going to be tackled at the 39-yard line. That is where Cumberland Valley will start this football game.
Good return by Hetzel. Ball took a nice squib bounce right down the middle. One of the up backs leaped for it, but that ball took such a high hop off this turf and went right over top of him. And Hetzel was still in the back there. Take care of things.
Starting quarterback, Rich Bachman. Of Cumberland Valley, 17 of 42, 240 or 75 yards, three touchdowns, three interceptions. This is not exactly a passing team. They have run the wing T offense for years and years and years. They have three receivers to the right side. It's going to be a quick throw back there. It is loose on the turf. They're going to call it an incomplete pass. And he's looking to get it to Charlie Katcher, who is probably the most outstanding player on offense for this team. He had a couple of big catches late in that game with Central Dolphin.
Problem was, that ball was thrown straight across the side. Catcher wasn't sure if it was lateral or not, if he was in line with the quarterback and had a quick fall on it when he dropped it.
It was close. Bachman, this time will have Tyler Sunday in the backfield with him, a double wing formation. In a motion, now that is from the wing back position. Jake Palmer getting the give, going to the right side. He'll be tackled after a short gain. Give him free up to the 42-yard line. Palmer had a big game last week against Carlisle. He had 200 yards rushing on about, I think, 14 carries and two scores.
A nice job by Skylar Swartz. He cut into that outside, caught him getting around the end, and had he not been there, would have been a lot more room on that run by Palmer, but a good job by Swartz to shut him down.
Three receivers to the left. Bachman in the gun. He'll take the snap, looking to throw. He's under some pressure, and he's going to throw it into the turf as Will Bowen came in unblocked, put pressure on the quarterback, and an incompletion on third down. That means Cumberland Valley is going to have to punt the football away.
One thing Bowen didn't do was put his arms up to see if he could block the pass. That 6'5" size of his could have done it, didn't. Instead, he just focused on the tattoo number, and Bachman got rung up.
Play Spencer back to receive the punt. Charlie Katcher is the punter. He will boot it away. Nice high kick, real high kick. Spencer has to run under it, trying to weave through the traffic. He finally makes the fair catch as he had to go around both Cumberland Valley and Lower Dolphin players to make the fair catch, diving to the turf, and he makes it at the 28-yard line. So the LD defense does their job on drive number one for Cumberland Valley, and now the offense takes the field.
That's a tough one. You're playing under these lights right now, and in a high punt like that, and you had traffic on both right and left side, but Spencer did a nice job at keeping focus on that ball, making sure he came down with it.
Pistol look here for Lower Dolphin, and off from Kutz is going to go up the middle. Not much there. That came.
Sure.
I'm not sure if it's Schaefer out there. Schaefer or Kane are the two running backs. We'll see. That was Schaefer. Had Schaefer on the carry. He got nothing on first down. Second down and 10 at the 28. Kutz in the pistol with Schaefer beside him. He's going to look to throw. Throws near side. That is going to be caught caught by Tom Johnson for a gain of 6 yards out of the 34-yard line.
Quick little down and out, netted him several yards. Johnson just a few feet from the sideline, got himself in front of that coverage, got the catch. Nice job by Quits to just know where he's at and get it there so he didn't have to wait on it.
Slot left. Wing back to the right side of the formation behind Bowen. Handoff going to go to Schaefer. Going to try to follow his tight end. He does so, and he's going to get the first down. Fights out to the 39, call it the 40-yard line. Gain of 6. And he gets the first down of the game for either team.
Yeah, hopped in behind Justin McIntyre. 6'4", 235 pounds, because there wasn't much open on that right side. But he stayed patient. And he kept weaving back and forth, looking side to side of the blockers to see what area was open. Found the one enough on that right side and was able to dive forward for the first down.
Yeah, they had both the tight ends on that side, McIntyre and Bowen, two big boys. Handoff goes to Spencer, trying to come around on the jet sweep. Gets to the corner, but gets tackled after cutting it up for about 3 yards to the 43-yard line.
And they're running the jet sweep to the short side of the field. And I know that it's obvious that go to the far side many times, but I really hate when you take away from a jet sweep and the guy doesn't have a lot more room maybe to get around the outside.
Spencer and Johnson are out in the slot to the left side, puts in the pistol. Schaefer behind him, play fake, looking to throw, puts in trouble now. He's going to eat it back at the 37-yard line. Had pressure coming in. Jacob Fedoroff, one of the guys in there for Cumberland Valley on the sack, a loss of 5 yards.
Well, Will Bowen didn't stop him and let him get by, and there's just no time to really do anything for Kutz as he was trying to step up in the pocket and realize he just had to get out of there, but he'll lose a few on this one. Now they're just going to have to spread it out this time.
Three receivers to the left side, one to the right. Kutz in the shotgun here. Takes the snap. Looking left side, throws. High throw, but it is caught by Spencer, but it's going to be a very short gain. Call it a gain of 4. And Lower Dauphin will have to bring out the punt team.
Yeah, I know you're trying to get the guy open and find a good route, but that was the short route. It was a nice run by Spencer to get open in the flats. But you need 8 more yards than that. And it always drives me nuts when the quarterbacks don't try to at least get a little bit closer on those passing routes after the first down markers.
Kutz is the punter. Catcher is back to receive for Cumberland Valley. Short kick. It is shanked to the left. That's the far side of the field from our vantage point. So this is going to be an ugly march as the official still going 35, 40. I'm going to say about the 45.
I think he's going by what the coach was pointing at because he was all the way down about 25 yards away. And, you know, they always hold their arm up and they're, you know, like they have this mystical, magical measuring tool of their arm to see exactly where the ball went out. And he just kept on walking and walking. Meanwhile, the coaches kept pointing right there, right there.
Well, it's going to be at the 44-yard line of Cumberland Valley. Second drive of the game for the Eagles. They've yet to get a first down, as they were freeing out on the first time. Double wing formation here. Wideouts to either side. Palmer in the backfield. He's going to get the give straight up the middle, and Lower Dauphin converges very nicely up front. Stops him for a gain of 2 yards.
We talked in the pregame show about shutting down Cumberland Valley early, staying with himself in this game. That's what Lower Dauphin's doing right now.
Bachman comes under center here on second down and 8. Double wing formation again. Palmer is the guy in the backfield. Catcher is to the left side. They have wide to the right as well. Handoff going to be to Hetzel. Trying to go left side. And Lord often stops him after a short gain. Trying to go to the left. Gain of 2. It'll be third down and 5 here for Cumberland Valley.
And they're going to have to probably keep it more so on the ground because they are facing north. That wind has picked up considerably here in the last 5 to 10 minutes, blowing straight at them here in this first quarter. This will be another big boost for the Falcon defense. They can make a stop here.
Third down and call it five. Wide to either side, double wing formation. Bachman under center. Takes a snap, straight back, looking for catcher. They gave him too much room. Catcher makes the catch and gets the first down out to the 40, or down to the 44-yard line of Lower Dauphin. A gain of eight and a first down.
And Zach Harvey and Clay Spencer stayed off of him just a little bit too much. Gave him enough room there that he was only a yard or two away from the first down marker where you want to try to find your receiver. Made that quick catch, turned it up, still had a few feet because, again, the defensive backs weren't on him tight enough. He was able to get the first down.
First down and 10, Cumberland Valley. Everybody in tight here. Nobody out wide. Double wide or double wing formation here. Palmer in the backfield. He's going to get the give. They're going to run him to the left side. Finds a hole. Gets across the 40 and tackled at the 37-yard line.
Well, we're starting to get that ground game moving. Well, it looks like we either have an equipment problem. I think it's just an equipment problem. Lower Dauphin's Justin McIntyre. Get his shoulder pads. Put the check down.
Second down and three at the Lower Dauphin 37-yard line. No score yet. Everybody in tight again. Double wing formation. Catcher in the backfield. He's going to get the give. Goes up the middle. Is going to fight forward. Gets the first down. Tackled at the 32-yard line of Lower Dauphin. A gain of five and a first down.
Now we're starting to see the strength of this Cumberland Valley front line. Got some big, tough guys out there. Robert Goodrich, 6'4", 238. You know, on the left side tackle, he's a big dude.
First down and 10 at the 31 of a Lower Dauphin here. 4.5 minutes left to play first quarter. We are scoreless. Everybody in tight again. Double wing formation here for the Eagles. Bachman under center. Hand up the middle. That's Palmer. Hurdles over the clogged lineman in the middle and is able to get to the next level for a gain of 7 yards down to the 24.
Yeah, shouldn't have had that. He was pretty much going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage, but a lot of high tackling by the Falcons. No one got him down low and took out those ankles. He just kept the legs moving and shed a couple tackles, and next thing you know, pick up several.
Second down and three. Again, everybody in tight. Double wing set. And in motion, play fake. Bachman looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Now throws deep into the end zone, and it is too deep. It is going to be caught, but it's out of the back of the end zone. And that was Michael Sunday with the catch.
Oh, that was close. That's one of those you had to break out the instant replay and look at again. Because I thought he was still in. Did you?
No. Okay. He was out.
Okay.
He left, his feet left the turf. He was in bounds, but he was going to land out of bounds, and he did. So incomplete. Third down and three from the 24-yard line. Straight T backfield. Three guys straight across. It's just going to be the quarterback, Bachman, just sneaking it right up the middle. And that's when you have faith in your offensive lineman. And he almost gets enough on a third and three to get the first down, but he's going to be just a touch short.
Yeah, just a half yard shy, maybe short. And fourth down, you go for it here. You're 22, and you're showing that you can move the ball positive yardage each play.
So fourth and one at the 22. Straight T backfield again. Bachman under center. This time he's going to hand it off. Palmer's going to just crash forward and gets the line to move to the 20-yard line. A gain of two and a first down for Cumberland Valley.
Now Palmer doesn't care who's in front of him. He just steamrolled ahead, ran over. He knew that he wanted to get that first down. We are, of course, sitting on the Lower Dauphin home side. You can hear the Lower Dauphin marching band down below us.
First and 10 for the Eagles here at the 20-yard line. 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. We are scoreless here, Cumberland Valley and Lower Dauphin. Catcher comes back into the backfield, gets the give. Going left, and he's going to be tackled. A great tackle by Skyler Swartz. able to get him by the ankles, and he can't get to the outside. He gets to the line of scrimmage, and that is all.
And Schwartz isn't a big guy, but this is what you do when you're one of those defensive backs. You know, you're not going to go try to tackle him high and nail him high and think you're going to bust over somebody with good size. You take him out low, the weakest point, down around the ankles, down below the knee. Good job by Schwartz.
11th play of the drive for Cumberland Valley. Second down and 10 at the 20 of Lower Dauphin. Double wing. Catcher is wide to the right side. It's going to be a handoff. That's going to be McCoy trying to cut back now and only going to be able to pick up 2 yards to the 18-yard line for Cole McCoy, his first touch of the ball game.
And that time it was Michael Giesemann getting in nice and low once again, diving down. It wasn't Giesemann. It would have also been Brendan Schaefer. In fact, it was Schaefer. Misread the numbers there. Schaefer got down nice and low. Dove in on the ankles, took him out.
The third down and 8 here for Cumberland Valley at the Lower Dauphin 18-yard line. And at 15 to go in the opening quarter. They're still scoreless. Double wing formation. Catcher is wide to the left this time. Play fake. Bachman going back to throw. Looking down across the middle. It is incomplete. He was looking for catcher down around the 2-yard line, but was just a little too far in front of him. He could get his hands on it, but could not grasp it. And now a fourth down for Cumberland Valley. We'll see what they do. I'm assuming they're going to let the offense on the field here. Would be about a 35-yard field goal attempt. Looks like some hands on the hips, not sure. And
I get the feeling I got to see a timeout here. Discuss more.
10 seconds left on the play clock. Here comes Bachman into the huddle. They're going to have to rush up to the line to get this play off. 5 seconds. 3 on the play clock. Under center. Takes the snap. Looking for catcher. Throws it. Jump ball over that way, and it's going to be batted down. Skyler Schwartz with a great defensive play. He knew what he had to do, and that was just bat the ball down. It's fourth down. A lot of times you see guys go for the interception in that situation. But Schwartz knew exactly the situation. You bat that ball down, and your offense takes over at the line of scrimmage, which is the 18-yard line.
I'm just surprised that Michael Whitehead didn't call a timeout there. No need to make your team rush. You're late in the first quarter. You have all your timeouts.
Yeah.
It's a critical fourth down in the red zone. Call the timeout.
Call a timeout. Call a timeout and call your best play.
That's right.
Instead of trying to rush and
just get things off.
So, Lower Dauphin takes over. Defense makes the stand. Kutz hands it off to Schaefer. Has a hole on the right side. 25, 30 in the open field. 40 midfield. 40-yard line. He's going to be tackled out of bounds all the way down to the Cumberland Valley 26-yard line. A huge run for Brendan Schaefer.
Schaefer had a nice little hip move about 7 yards after the line. Had a linebacker coming up on him. Did a little fake move with the right side of the hip. and the backer bit left, his own left, and that was it. He took it back to the left, weaved his way out, and that was it. Off to the races. Nice run by Schaefer.
56 yards on the run, and now Lower Dauphin in business at the Cumberland Valley 26. Handoff again to Schaefer. Going left side this time, and he'll be ripped down after a gain of about 4 yards. Christian Arrington on the stop.
You got a guy who's all of a sudden getting hot. Keep giving him the ball. He's got a little adrenaline going, and he wants it bad. But he played one and scoreless.
Yep. Timeout on the field at the quarter break. After one is Cumberland Valley nothing, Lower Dauphin nothing. Back after this, you're listening to Falcon Football on WMSS.
Burrow Bar & Grill Hummelstown and Burrow Bar & Grill Riverfront are proud to bring you this game. The Burrow Bar & Grill Hummelstown and Riverfront are open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week till 1:30 a.m. with the kitchen open until 11 p.m. Steaks, chicken, burgers, pasta, seafood, wings, and much more. And they have all the TV sports packages. That's the Burrow Bar & Grill on Main Street in Hummelstown and North Front Street in Harrisburg.
Kerman Eye Professional Eye Care and Optical Boutique has been serving Central PA since 1958. They have hundreds of frames and sunglasses to choose from, and they're a contact lens specialist. Kerman Eye also has sight-saving testing for macular degeneration. They warmly welcome new patients. The Kerman family are LD alumni, and they wish the Falcons good luck. That's Kerman Eye, West Main Street in Hummelstown, and KermanEye.com.
Stadium, Steve Levy, John Wolves, Fox 7, or rather, nothing is the score here between Lower Dauphin and Cumberland Valley. The Falcons are in Eagles territory here with a second down and 7 at the 23. Handoff, Schaefer, left side, breaks a tackle and gets just inside the 20-yard line for another pickup of several yards down to the 19. He's going to be, so it'll be a third down and 3 from the Cumberland Valley 19.
He's showing some elusiveness because CV's coming in on tackle low on him, but he's either sidestepping, leaping up a little bit, dodging the tackles, making a quick little juke move right or left. And his offensive line is spreading out the defense a little bit, creating some areas for him to run instead of keeping it all tight.
So it's a third down and 3 at the Eagles' 19-yard line. Wide to either side. Schaefer is the tailback. Kutz is in the pistol, hands it off. Schaefer right up the middle, trying to push that pile forward, and he's going to be close to the first down, but I don't think he's going to have it.
I think you're right. I think now's when you line up, fourth down and a yard, just line up and quickly run another play. Don't allow CV to think about it at all. Instead, that's what teams do. They stop, talk about it, go along. But you know, teams should naturally know, when we saw Middletown do this a few years ago with the Lupias, you get that fourth down and very short, they just automatically make that call, that fourth down short call. They quickly line up. They know the quarterback's keeping it, or you're giving it to Schaefer.
So fourth down and 1 at the Cumberland Valley 17-yard line. Kutz up under center. Schaefer behind him. Is this going to be Kutz trying to push it forward? He had an initial surge that might have got it for him. It depends on which guy is going to make the spot here, and looks like he ended up all the way down the 15-yard line.
That was not second and third effort, but fourth effort.
Yeah.
It was like a rugby scrum. I haven't done rugby yet.
No, we have not.
And it was just a big pile, just kept pushing and pushing. Falcon offensive line won that battle.
Yes, they did. First and 10 at the 15-yard line of Cumberland Valley. Two receivers out to the right side. Kutz, actually, no, this is Aiden Clausen in now, quarterback. He's going to hand it off to Schaefer, going left side. Has a little bit of a crease and gets down to the 11-yard line, a gain of 4 for Schaefer. He's up to 75 yards.
Yeah, he's starting to find a good groove out there, and he's starting to reap the holes in the blocking real well. Get positive yards, 3, 4, 5 on every run. That's saying something.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Schaefer in the backfield. Boston under center. Handoff, jet sweep, trying to cut it back is going to be Spencer, but he cut it back into no man's land. Nothing but white shirts in front of him. No gain on the play. It'll be third and 7, or rather third and 6 from the 11-yard line.
Yeah, we're not seeing much success on the east and west running of Lower Dauphin. And they're pounding it up the middle with Schaefer. That's where we're seeing the results. I'm surprised he got away from that.
Third down and 6 from the Cumberland Valley 11-yard line. 9 minutes to play in the first half. We're scoreless here. Klassen in the gun. Takes the snap. Rolls to the right side. Looking downfield in trouble. And he is going to be sacked. He is sacked by Chris Armbrust. Back at the 16-yard line, a loss of several yards. Now here comes the field goal unit for Lower Dauphin.
I don't think he realized that he had someone trailing him coming in from behind, or he would have just gotten rid of that football and thrown it away. But instead, he just slowed down on that right side. The next thing you knew, he kind of glanced his head back to the left. He was taken out.
33 yards, right hash mark here for Clyde Tamburo, the kicker for Lower Dauphin. Snap, the hold, the kick is high enough, deep enough, and it is good enough. The lower Dolphin on the board first, a 33-yard field goal by Clyde Tamburo. We'll take a timeout. 8:10 left to play in the first half. It's lower Dolphin 3, Cumberland Valley nothing. You're listening to Falcon Football on WMSS.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Dolphin goes 8 plays, 66 yards, took almost 5 minutes off the clock. The big play was the first one of the drive, a 56-yard run by Brendan Schaefer. Picked up a couple of first downs, got into the red zone, and get on the board first with a 33-yard field goal by Clyde Tamburo. And the Falcons lead here 3-0. Tamburo to put the boot to it. It's a squibber down the right side. It's going to be picked up by Palmer at the 25-yard line, and he is going to be ripped down at the 35-yard line.
A good first drive, or a good drive there by Lower Dolphin to get that first score, get the first points on the board, especially with a field goal going into the wind. You know, you got to give credit right now to the defense. They've got Cumberland Valley scoreless as we're coming up on the midway point of the second quarter, and I know they'd love to keep that going in at halftime.
This game moving along very quickly because of the rushing attack of both sides. Winging wide to the right side, slid backfield handoff is going to go to, I believe that was Palmer getting a give, but only 2 yards to the right side.
Cody Troy, the 6-foot senior, one of those getting in on the stop on the tackle. But again, you're dealing with a big defensive line for Lower Dolphin. You've got Justin McIntyre and Will Brown out there, 6'4 and 6'5 on the ends. That's going to keep things squeezed in nicely.
So that was Tyler Sunday on the last carry. He's the deep man in the backfield here. Handoff is going to go to McCoy, trying to go to the left side, and he is going to be stacked up for nothing. Lower Dolphin defensive front holding their own here in this game. Cumberland Valley just wants to power it down your throat.
Yeah.
There's no surprise with what they're going to try to do.
Yeah. You got Isaac Buck, Cole Edgeberger, mentioned Cody Troy. These guys are sealing up a lot of the holes out there. Also, Zach Harvey.
Third down and 8. Double wing formation. Catcher is wide to the right side. It's going to be a counter crisscross. And it's going to work for a first down as it goes to Cole McCoy. And he gets across midfield stripe for the 48-yard line of Lower Dolphin. A gain of 15 for McCoy and a first down. That's one of those staple plays of the wing tee.
Yeah, and it worked right there, giving a little counter, giving a little time for the offensive line to move some guys out, giving a little time for the defensive front to maybe be a little confused where the ball is going. First running back on the right side is going left. Hands it to the guy on the left side, going to the right side, opened it up enough for the first.
Haven't seen that play run in a while. There's the pass, quick pass out to catcher on the left side. He's able to juke and jive a little bit, and almost get enough for the first down. He's going to be about a yard short to the 39.
Well, the Middletown Blue Raiders, up until a few years ago, were running that play at least a few times every game, and that's where we used to see it the most when they ran that wing tee at Middletown. I haven't seen that kind of crisscrosser right in a while.
I had to remember what it was called. It's been that long. Double wing formation. Sunday is back there, but it's going to be Palmer from the wing position getting the give. He goes backwards, but he's going to be able to just get forward enough for the first down as he picks up 2 yards on the dive. He had it, and then he started to go backwards, but as he was going to the turf, he was able to just put his hand down and propel himself forward for a couple yards.
I don't think he realized that he was going backwards until he had a few more LD guys coming in on him and then realized they just got to shoot up far enough to at least get that first down.
First down and 10 for Cumberland Valley. Trying to respond to Lower Dolphins' field goal. It's 3-0, 5:20 left to play. Even the first half, handoff goes to Palmer, going left side. Has room, 30, 25, cuts back, and he's going to be cut down at a 16-yard line, a gain of 20 yards for Jake Palmer. And now the Eagles are flying in the red zone.
Yeah, the Falcons didn't seal the corners that time. And it only took two good blocks on the very end. One of those guys that got blocked, Schaefer, and they just kind of spread everybody apart. And they did not do a good job at containing the outside.
First and 10 at the 16-yard line. Hand off to Palmer. Going to the right. He's going to be caught by McIntyre by the back of the jersey. And he pulls him down after a gain of 3 to the 13-yard line.
But they're consistently moving football right now, starting to see some weaknesses and some holes that they're able to exploit from Lower Dolphin. Not getting big monster yardage on all these runs, just chipping away at it.
Second down and 7. Split backfield. Sunday and Palmer. Plessinger is the quarterback. He's going to hand it off up the middle to Sunday, and he's not going to have much. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's it.
Yeah, Dan Beaver getting in there. 6'5", senior. He was being blocked, shed the block, and just muscled his way in for the tackle. He's, again, one of those guys on that big front. They've got four beef boys up front for Lower Dolphin.
That's a football term there, beef boys.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make a T-shirt out of that. Start selling them.
The two tight ends on offense are two of them.
Oh, yes.
I know them. Plessinger will hand it off. Nope, he's going to look to throw. He throws back the other way into double coverage, and it's going to be intercepted in the end zone. He was looking for catcher, but it is going to be picked off by Cole Etchberger of Lower Dolphin. So the Falcons defense comes up with the turnover in the red zone. Plessinger, I don't know what he saw there.
I don't know either.
Just faith the catcher was going to either come up with a football or draw a pass interference penalty, which I know a lot of CD fans are wondering how that happened. But
yeah.
No flags this time, and the LD comes up with the INT in the end zone.
Yeah, catcher was running the flag pattern. He was on lined up left side, cut across the end zone, going to the back right corner. But again, he was double covered, and the pass was a little bit high, off the mark. Falcons were there with great coverage.
So the Falcons come out with Aiden Claussen as the quarterback here in the pistol. Handoff goes to Schaefer, and he is going to run right into the bear hug of Christian Harrington, trying to go to the left side. Nothing doing there. Lost a yard on the play.
Oh, there's no doubt the Falcons' defense is going to have to win this game because the offense is getting a little bit, but they're not going to get a lot against Cumberland Valley. You've got to shut down Cumberland Valley. Right now the defense doing its job right there. A bend but don't break. Big interception as Cumberland Valley was moving that football.
Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. Claussen will have Schaefer as a sidecar in the shotgun, and somebody moved. And it's going to be offsides, I think.
That's first penalty of the game.
Yeah, yeah. This has been going very quickly because of the running game and no penalties. Robert Goodrich, the defensive end on the right side of the CV front, definitely jumped across there. And this is going to be a second down and 6 at the 24-yard line.
Don't forget tomorrow, Middletown football on WMSS. 2 o'clock kickoff, 1:40 with the air time.
Slot right, wide left. Claussen looking to throw and throws it to nobody.
I don't know where he was looking because Tom Johnson was running a slant pattern, and that pass would have been well behind him. And it may be a good thing that it did get batted down. Someone could have just stepped in front. Wind has picked up at least another 5 to 10 mile an hour out on the field. And they're trying to throw against that wind. You put it back in the hands of the guy who was running for you earlier in Schaefer.
Third down and six. Clausen with three receivers now to the right side of the formation. He'll take the snap, rolling that way, looking to throw, throws on the run. It is caught, sliding to the turf. Is Clay Spencer. He makes the catch at the 31, knew what he needed to get the first down, and he got it, a gain of seven.
And that's what I like when I see offenses do that. Receivers know their route, know how far they've got to go. He made sure he had at least a yard past that down marker, made the sliding catch. That's what you like to see. Don't end up being short on a reception.
First down and 10, wide to either side. Pistol look here with Schaefer. Handoff is to Schaefer up the middle, and Cumberland Valley able to get some pressure up there and blow that up for effectively nothing.
And I think Lord Alvin's going to be very happy they can just keep their hands on the football here, keep it moving, and go in at halftime 3-0 on top to shut down a Cumberland Valley, potent Cumberland Valley team. And hold them scoreless in the first says a lot about what you're doing defensively. It says that you're well prepared, your guys are making the right reads, you've got some good tackling going on.
Second down and 10, three receivers to the left side. Clausen in the pistol. Going to be, again, a handoff to Schaefer, going to the right side, finds a hole, 40, cuts back, 45, midfield, switches hands, 40, 35, and knocked out of bounds by catcher down to the 30-yard line.
And that's the guy you want to give it to. He's the one having the success against Cumberland Valley. Don't try to throw into the wind. Just give it to Schaefer. Once again, he exploited that right side. You notice he's going right around the end area. He's finding a little room, and then he's kind of doing a couple juke moves on the backers. And once he's doing that, then he's breaking free. He doesn't look that fast, but he's got nice moves, which breaks him open, and then he's able to turn on the speed.
10 carries, 113 yards for Schaefer here in the first half. So LD at the Cumberland Valley 30-yard line with a minute 7 left to play in the half. Hand off again to Schaefer. This time Cumberland Valley clogs it up and might get a yard out of it.
Might want to call a timeout here because you got the clock down under a minute. They will, 55 seconds. And you want to preserve some clock and maybe try to get in the field position a little bit better for a field goal.
We'll take timeout, 55 seconds left to play in the first half. It's lowered off in three. Cumberland Valley nothing. You're listening to Falcon Football on WMSS.
Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg provides residential customer service for window repair and replacement. Weaver Glass and Building Specialties can help you weatherize your home with new storm windows and storm doors. The employees at Weaver's are all lowered off in fans and are proud supporters of Falcon Athletics. That's Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg, 233-8888. That's 233-8888.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. 3-0, lowered often with the lead here over Cumberland Valley.
Playing well.
Yeah, Falcons have the football at the 30-yard line of Cumberland Valley. Second down and 10. As they'll have Clausen in the pistol, Schaefer behind, two receivers to the left. Let me play fake. Clausen looking to throw deep across the middle, and he was open. It was Will Bowen, the tight end, but it was just overthrown. He was wide open at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, right down the seam, straight down that right hash, was open. I don't think the pass was rushed. I don't know if the wind maybe took it up a little bit, but he just got it up a little bit too high, and Bowen was unable to pull it down. But he was open, you're right. I don't know if he would have made the end zone, but he sure as heck would have gotten pretty doggone close had that pass been on the money. They've got to get a little bit closer here on third down if they plan to go for a field goal.
Third down and 10 at the 30-yard line of Cumberland Valley. Clausen. Shotgun. He'll take the snap. Looking to throw. Caught by Bowen, but a short gain. Bowen tries to get out of bounds. He does so. Down to the 25-yard line. So now a fourth down at the 25. Fourth and five it will be.
That would make it about a 42-yard attempt against the wind. And
they're going to give it a go.
They're going to give it a try.
And Burrow is coming out to give this thing a shot.
His last one had the distance and was very high. I want to keep it down just a little bit more this time.
So this is 42 yards from the right hash mark. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is long enough, and it is just wide to the left side. He gave it a good rip.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had it low. He put that line drive into it, but he didn't have an end-over-end on it, kind of more knuckleballed it. It kind of just went off just a little wide to the left side. Great attempt. Unfortunately, no points out of it for Lower Dolphin.
Yeah, if nothing else, they didn't leave Cumberland Valley with much time to do anything here. 37 seconds left in the half. And well, you told Greg Kratzer that you'd have a 3-0 lead at halftime. Yeah. I think he would be pretty ecstatic about the way his football team's playing.
I agree. Now you got that 1-on-1 matchup on the far side with Harrington and Swartz. I think you just bomb it down that left side.
Bachman under center. It's going to be a give right up the middle. Palmer, he's into the secondary. 40-yard line, and he's going to be tackled for a gain of 24. Skylar Swartz made the stop, and he had to make that stop.
Yeah, he did. I think they were playing for the pass and instead left the whole middle wide open for the run.
26 seconds and counting. Bachman under center, wide to either side. Palmer in motion again. It's going to be dive right up the middle.
And they'll call the timeout now and stop the clock with 17 seconds. I was surprised by that one. You had a nice run getting you up close to midfield, knowing you only had 20-some seconds to go. At that point, you know you've got to go back to the air. Because Lower Dolphin's going to seize up, firm up that area that they just got a big run on. And instead, they try to run it right up the gut again. And Lower Dolphin wasn't pulled, and this time tightened up the middle and able to stop them. You got the one-on-one coverage on those wideouts. Why not give it a try and, you know, go deep, especially when you're on the hash or your wide receiver was lined up on the hash. You know, throw the deep out, the deep flag pattern. Let him try to get a little more space on the defensive back. And we know Skylar Swartz can run with you, solid junior. But now it's going to turn, I think, more into a prevent here on the next couple plays defensively for Lower Dolphin. The CV is going to line up five wide.
Yep, five receivers, three to the right, two to the left. Bachman takes the snap, looking deep across the middle, but he's got pressure, and he's going down in the backfield, sacked for a loss of 4 or 5 with 10 seconds left in the half.
Oh, Will Bowen comes charging in from the far side. Dan Beaver putting on pressure up the middle as well. You had four guys on the pass rush, and that's those four big guys, Beef Boys were telling you about, and everyone else, seven guys picking up the receivers. There was no time whatsoever for Bachman. We remind you, we've got LVC football for you tomorrow. Lebanon Valley College at Lycoming on the internet and our affiliates, 1510 AM. We'll be on the air at 1245 with that game.
Third down here for Cumberland Valley. That really doesn't matter because there's 10 seconds left in the half. They have it at their own 44-yard line. We'll see. What you got? You double cover number two. That would be catcher.
Uh-huh.
He is all the way out on the right side. Going to be a quick throw across the middle. It's going to be tipped and almost intercepted by Lower Dolphin Zach Harvey. If that ball was a little lower, that was going to be a pick six.
Yes.
That ball was 2 feet lower. He would have picked that off and been down the sideline before anybody knew what was going on.
But did you also notice, Steve, if he didn't touch that, try to pull it down, there was another corner back over on that side past him at that same angle that might have had another chance to make the interception.
Timeout taken by Lower Dolphin here on 4th down and 10 with 5 seconds left.
Our out-of-town scoreboard, Central Dolphin now leading 28-0 against Chambersburg. So that one's going to be headed to a mercy rule. That's on our other stream on WMSSFM.com.
There is no surprise in that one.
No.
Chambersburg, not very good. Some of the other scores we have here. East Pennsboro just took the lead on Palmyra. It's 13-10. East Pennsboro over Palmyra. That in the second quarter. Bishop McDevitt has just taken the lead on Susquehanna Township. That a second quarter score, 7-0. And Cedar Cliff just took the lead against Redland, 13-7. So here's 5 seconds left in the first half. 3-0, Lower Dolphin. Cumberland Valley with football at their own 44-yard line. They will line up to punt. There's the snap. Catcher will boot it away. It's going to fall to the turf, and we're going to get to halftime as the Cumberland Valley will stop it at the 10-yard line, and that's it. So we have reached the end of 24 minutes of football here, and it's the home side with the lead. Lower Dolphin, 3. Cumberland Valley, 0. Stay tuned for the halftime show coming up after this. This is Falcon Football on WMSS.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Burrow Bar & Grill Hummelstown and Burrow Bar & Grill Riverfront are proud to bring you this game. The Burrow Bar & Grill Hummelstown and Riverfront are open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week till 1:30 a.m. with the kitchen open until 11 p.m. Steaks, chicken, burgers, pasta, seafood, wings, and much more. And they have all the TV sports packages. That's the Burrow Bar & Grill on Main Street in Hummelstown and North Front Street in Harrisburg.
Kerman Eye Professional Eye Care and Optical Boutique has been serving Central PA since 1958. They have hundreds of frames and sunglasses to choose from, and they're a contact lens specialist. Kerman Eye also has sight-saving testing for macular degeneration. They warmly welcome new patients. The Kerman family are LD alumni, and they wish the Falcons good luck. That's Kerman Eye, West Main Street in Hummelstown, and KermanEye.com. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg provides residential customer service for window repair and replacement. Weaver Glass and Building Specialties can help you weatherize your home with new storm windows and storm doors. The employees at Weaver's are all Lower Dolphin fans and are proud supporters of Falcon Athletics. That's Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg, 233-8888. That's 233-8888.
At halftime here at Hershey Park Stadium, Steve McDonald's back here with Lower Dolphin leading Cumberland Valley by a score of 3-0 at halftime. We'll take a look at the first half statistics here for Cumberland Valley. Rushing the football, Jake Palmer, 10 carries, 73 yards. Cole McCoy, 3 carries for 17. Tyler Sunday, 2 for 2. Alex Hetzel, 1 for 3. Charlie Catcher ran it twice for 6 yards. Ridge Bachman, the quarterback, ran it once for 2 yards. Receiving, Charlie Catcher, 2 receptions for 17 yards. They were the only passes completed. Ridge Bachman was 2 for 8, 17 yards. Jared Plessinger threw 1 pass. That was incomplete. Team totals for Cumberland Valley in the first half, 19 carries, 101 yards on the ground. 17 yards passing, 1 sack for a loss of 2. 116 yards of offense for Cumberland Valley in the first half. lowered often. It's been Brendan Schaefer. A couple of big runs led to his 113 yards on 11 carries. Clay Spencer has 2 for 3. Ryan Kutz 1 for 2. Receiving, Clay Spencer 2 for 11. Tom Johnson 1 for 6. Will Bowen caught 1 pass for 5 yards. Aiden Blossom 2 for 4, 12 yards. Ryan Kutz 2 for 2 for 10. Team totals for Lower Dolphin. On the ground, 14 carries, 118 yards. 22 yards passing, sacked twice for a loss of 10. And it's 130 yards of total offense for the Falcons. So, really, when you add in the two big runs from Schaefer, which was 39 and 56, that would be 95 of the 130 yards that the Falcons have in the first half. Scoring recap, well, this is pretty easy. 8:10 left to play in the second quarter. It was a 33-yard field goal by Clyde Tamburo.
That's it. And I'll tell you what, if you told anyone that it would be a 3-0 game at halftime, I think a lot of people would say you're nuts. You know, Cumberland Valley will have that score run up or be slightly close. Not a 3-0 game. They were lowered off. I'll tell you, that defense played superb in the first half. The front line getting in there, the linebackers sealing the holes, the secondary covering the receivers, not allowing anything. You just can't ask for a better effort. Now, certainly that one drive, Cumberland Valley, was coming down the field, getting down to the red zone, going for the end zone, but just a bad selection of pass for Bachman throwing to the back right corner and double coverage and wasn't even on the mark and got picked off and ended that drive. So, LD, I don't think we'll have to make too many adjustments going in for the second half, but you know darn well Cumberland Valley right now is talking about what's not working and what they're going to have to change for the second half. But I'll tell you, I'm impressed with what I'm seeing and how far this Lower Dolphin team has come since the first week of the season when they lost to Middletown.
Yeah, they definitely look like they have shored things up defensively for sure up front. This is a complex wing T attack that Cumberland Valley has. A lot of different running backs will touch the football, going in different directions. But Lower Dolphin's been caught a couple times, like counter crisscross work, some of the buck sweeps work that they tried to run. But for the most part, they have limited the damage. Cumberland Valley didn't really have that much success offensively. And that's the thing about an offense like Cumberland Valley. Effectively, they're one-dimensional. You look at the quarterbacks. Bachman has 275 yards passing on the season. Plessinger has 205 yards passing. So they're nowhere close to 100 yards passing offense a game. So you know what you're getting with this team. You double down up front. You double cover Charlie Catcher because of the 30 completed passes coming into this game that Cumberland Valley has on the season, 19 of them are to Charlie Catcher. So you double cover him, and you make somebody else beat. And Lower Dolphin has done they've done what they needed to do in this first half to be on top in this game. 3-0. They got some points out of the one big run by Schaefer. That was an important play. Got him on the board. Now, if Lower Dolphin can just somehow get a touchdown on the board, you make Cumberland Valley very uncomfortable because now they're down 2 scores.
Yeah.
And it's not a passing offense. Now, granted, I don't think they'll panic if Lower Dolphin scores early in the third quarter, but yeah, you put this team in an uncomfortable situation being down by more than 1 score when it is a ball control rushing attack that this team has. And hey, if I'm Greg Kratzer, I like my chances at that for sure.
We want to thank our Lower Dolphin sponsors because this is our last Lower Dolphin broadcast of the regular season. And we're looking for 5 games and an internet broadcast this season. I want to thank Kerman I in Hummelstown. Make sure you stop by. Thank those folks for bringing you Lower Dolphin football. Our friends over at Weaver's Glass in building specialties. Always be talking to Mickey over there and Guy, who used to be on the school board at Lower Dalton. Thank Weavers for their sponsorship. And the Borough Barn Grill, and also now Borough Riverfront. I haven't been up there yet. They've done some great remodeling up there. Borough has certainly branched out with a great menu and some great food and late hours, both in Hummelstown and up on North Front Street, north of 81. So thanks again to those three prime Lower Dalton sponsors helping us bring our Lower Dalton fans these games this season. We'll be back again next year bringing you more Lower Dalton action here on WMSS, because certainly a lot of Lower Dalton School District is in the post office of Middletown, Londonderry Township, and Conowago Township areas. Conowago Township area is actually E-Town zip code, but either way, nice to have folks with us. We always enjoy meeting our friends and seeing our old friends here at Lower Dalton year after year doing their games. We'll step out here at halftime. We'll come back, try to run down what we have on the out-of-town scoreboard. Looks like Central Dalton is not going to be Mercy Rule, because that is 35-0, as we just got an update. That's in our alternate stream if you check out that game. We're at the half. Lower Dalton 3, Cumberland Valley 0. Back with more at halftime here on WMSS.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Borough Bar and Grill Hummelstown and Borough Bar and Grill Riverfront are proud to bring you this game. The Borough Bar and Grill Hummelstown and Riverfront are open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week till 1:30 a.m., with the kitchen open until 11 p.m. Steaks, chicken, burgers, pasta, seafood, wings, and much more. And they have all the TV sports packages. That's the Borough Bar and Grill on Main Street in Hummelstown and North Front Street in Harrisburg.
Kerman Eye Professional Eye Care and Optical Boutique has been serving Central PA since 1958. They have hundreds of frames and sunglasses to choose from, and they're a contact lens specialist. Kerman Eye also has sight-saving testing for macular degeneration. They warmly welcome new patients. The Kerman family are LD alumni, and they wish the Falcons good luck. That's Kerman Eye, West Main Street in Hummelstown, and KermanEye.com.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg provides residential customer service for window repair and replacement. Weaver Glass and Building Specialties can help you weatherize your home with new storm windows and storm doors. The employees at Weaver's are all Lower Dolphin fans and are proud supporters of Falcon Athletics. That's Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg, 233-8888. That's 233-8888.
Stadium. We are at halftime here with Lower Dolphin leading Cumberland Valley 3-0. Again, Lower Dolphin comes into this game 3-4 on the season. Cumberland Valley at 6-1 had that exciting game with Central Dolphin a few weeks ago, going for two in the last minute, getting it and getting the win 25-24. Then their lone loss was 2 weeks ago against State College up at State College 20-16. But here it's the guys in blue with the lead here, 3-0.
Maybe CV's not performing because of the lack of the support. Because I'm telling you, I'm surprised by how many Cumberland Valley fans have shown up for this game. It is not a lot. Your team's 6-1, and you're a quad A school, and you don't have a lot of fans coming for a game? Ooh. And they, Grant's a home game for Lord Off, and they have more. I'm just kind of surprised by that.
And again, we are at Hershey Park Stadium. It makes it look a lot, maybe it look a lot more sparse than it really is, but yeah, you're right. It's
come on, you put a single A school playing a game, you're going to have that many fans.
So. Definitely not a good turnout. Again, maybe the rain has something to do with it.
It hasn't rained here during the game. It rained earlier at one point because there was still some wetness on the concrete and grass. But now it's just that cool, cold breeze picking up. Now, what do we got on the scoreboard? We know that we got a 35-0 game with Central Dolphin on our WMSSFM.com alternate stream.
We got a few other scores around the area. We have Central Dolphin, again, thumping Chambersburg, 35-0. That's in the first half still. The big games in the Keystone Division. Bishop McDevitt leads Susquehanna Township 7-3. That is in the second quarter. Cedar Cliff has now put the foot on the gas a little bit here against Redland. 27-7, that in the second quarter.
They only have one loss, the Colts.
Yeah. Harrisburg is leading 14-7 up at State College.
Wow, that would be a monster win for them. That would
be a big win for Harrisburg.
They can hold on.
Going down Colonial Division, we have Waynesboro leading Greencastle Antrim in a thriller, 35-0 at halftime. Shippensburg is leading Northern 16-7. That is in the second quarter. And we have East Pennsboro leading Palmyra at the half, 20-10. That over at East Pennsboro. We didn't find any other games around the area.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if Harrisburg goes up there and pulls off the upset on the unbeaten Little Lions.
Yeah.
That's a tough chore doing that. And I'm sure it's a lot colder and windier up there right now than it is right here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is a little more rainy out in that side of the state. Here's some York League scores. Well, we have the opportunity. Some halftime scores here. York Catholic over Bermuda Springs, 13-7. Littlestown over Biglerville, 20-7. Delone Catholic is skunking Fairfield, 35-0. Eastern York, 13. Kennerdale, 6. Northeastern York leads Spring Grove, 14-0. Susquehannock over West York, 14-7. Southwestern leads York, 14-0. And York Suburban leading Dover, 16-6. Yeah, Lancaster, Lebanon. Yeah, some halftime scores there. Manheim Central leads Cedar Crest, 17-0. Donegal over Pequot Valley, 7-0. Manheim Township leads Wilson, 3-0. That would be a big win for Manheim Township if they could beat Wilson. Solanco leads Ephrata, 12-0 at halftime. That's all we have for now, as we got the teams back out on the field here. With Cumberland Valley kicking off to Lower Dolphin, and I think this is a huge drive in this game here for Lower Dolphin.
Central Dolphin's now 42-0.
I'll just turn that off.
Yeah.
That's going to get ugly.
That's right.
Here's the kickoff from catcher. Going to go right straight up the middle by Tom Johnson, and he gets it out to the 33-yard line. So here's where Lower Dolphin will start here in the third quarter, leading 3-0.
Wind to their back. One of the successes they had in that first half was good ball control. Kept it on the ground most of the time. Otherwise, short passes. Kept the clock moving, so they didn't give many possessions to Cumberland Valley. And I think they'll want to try to do that again here in the second half. Keep that clock moving. Just keep it slow and steady the whole way through.
Slot right. Kutz back in at quarterback. Hands off to Schaefer, trying to go left side, trying to get to the edge. He's going to be tackled at the 35-yard line. Maybe the 36. Give him three on the carry. Schaefer again over 100 yards in the first half. Now has 12 carries, 116 yards in the contest.
Falcons love to get their record back to 4-4. Get it even on the season. Two games remaining.
Wing end slot to the right side. Kutz in the pistol. Gets somebody up front to jump. And this is going to be five against Cumberland Valley.
Yeah, right up front. Chris Ambrust jumping. He knew it. Getting a little anxious, trying to read the snap count. That's what Kutz is doing, getting him to jump on that. Great job.
And we've had two offsides penalties in this game, and they were both against Cumberland Valley. That's it. Slot to the right side. Pistol, handoff, Schaefer. Left side, gets the first down, keeps moving, gets out to the 47-yard line. Six-yard gain, and a first down for Lower Dauphin.
He really is the strength right now of the offense. But the nice thing is that you can keep giving to him left side, right side. We've seen him particularly get the big ones on the right side. Here they've gone to the left a couple times. But then just when Cumberland Valley's trying to focus on that run, that's when you go back to the big tight end and try to nail one just for a 10 or 15-yard gain.
First down and 10. Pistol look here for Kutz with Schaefer behind him. Handoff. Schaefer going up the middle, and he's going to get across midfield. Tackled at the 49 of Cumberland Valley. Gain of three. Second and seven.
Yeah, didn't have much. Kept following the blocks and moving his run to the right side. And a lot of the blocking was pushing at an angle toward the right, but just unable to find much. But still, positive gain. That's what you want. Cumberland Valley has not gotten in there and stopped any of the running game in the backfield whatsoever. It's always been positive gains, it seems.
Second down, seven, slot left. And off again, Schaefer. Following his tight end, McIntyre gets a good block and down inside the 35. He is going to be tackled at the 32-yard line for a gain of 17 and another first down.
Hey, look, you're handing me a football and you've got 11 guys trying to kill me. You're darn right I'm going to run behind the guy who's 6'4", 235 pounds, and Justin McIntyre was leading the way on that left side. You could tell he just kept his hand right behind McIntyre and just kept, go, I'm following you.
Slot to the right side. Pistol again. Handoff Schaefer again up the middle, this time trying to burrow through the Cumberland Valley defensive front, but he runs into a brick wall at the 30-yard line. They're able to push forward a little bit to the 29. It'll be second and seven.
By the way, that Central Dolphin game is now at halftime with the mercy rule in effect for the second half, 42-0. We might as well just keep the bus turned on and let it heat up. That'll be a fast second half and no one out of there.
Yeah, that game pretty much going as expected.
Yeah,
unlike this game right now.
This is the game right now.
Second and seven. This time, Schaefer's going to be a sidecar. Wing and slot to the right side, and Kutz fumbles the snap. He's going to have to pick it up and try to run. He has room, 25, and he's going to be ridden down all the way to the 23-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down.
Man, made something out of nothing. And Schaefer, at one point, when he realized the play was busted, kind of running to the left, he looked behind like, okay, where is he? Oh, he's coming this way. Turned back around, started running. He followed his blocks. One of those was Schaefer blocking up ahead of him, and very close, just maybe a foot away from getting a first down.
Yeah, this is third down and inches here for Lower Dauphin. 8-10 up to play in the third quarter. 3-0, Lower Dauphin with the lead, and they are just outside the red zone. Here to Cumberland Valley 23. Handoff goes to Schaefer up the middle. Bounces to the right. He's going to have enough for the first down, it looks like. He's inside the 22 to the 21, and it will be a first down for the Falcons.
Knew what he needed. bounced off a man, pushed it out, and then back up, got that extra yard and enough to get the first down. Again, we're seeing the consistent, nice, slow drives, taking the time, already down to almost the midway point of the third, doing what they did in the first half. Very methodical. I like that.
Wide to eat either side. Schaefer behind Kutz. Handoff goes up the middle. Schaefer, he has a hole. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Brandon Schaefer, 21 yards to the end zone, and it is 9-0 Falcons.
Oh, they want the upset. They want to stun Cumberland Valley. And right now, Schaefer's the one getting it done offensively. I should say his offensive line is getting it done.
Absolutely.
Because they are making some holes out there and moving some bodies. Great run.
Tamburo in to try the PAT. Snap, hold, and it is going to be blocked. The extra point is blocked. Jumping in there was Chris Armbrust for Cumberland Valley. So we'll take timeout. 7:31 left to play in the third quarter. It is Lower Dauphin 9, Cumberland Valley 0. You're listening to Falcon Football on WMSS.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
To play in the third quarter here at Hershey Park Stadium. 9-0 Lower Dauphin extends their lead after an 8-play, 67-yard drive. Took 4 minutes and 23 seconds off the clock, culminating in the Brendan Schaefer 21-yard touchdown run. Schaefer now with 18 carries, 168 yards, and the touchdown. And Lower Dauphin takes a 9-point lead and a two-possession lead here against CV.
I think that touchdown is going to be a wake-up call to CV.
Kickoff goes into the end zone as Tamburo was kicking with the wind there, and it sails into the end zone, so Cumberland Valley will start at their own 20.
Well, this will tell if CV really cares enough to wake up offensively and try to get things moving, or if it's just going to be the LD defense, you know, kicking it into another gear and stuffing them, because that's what they've been doing for the most part, stuffing the CV offense.
Well, the CV offense is going to be two things. It's going to be ground and pound, or it's going to be chuck it to Charlie. That's what it's going to be. Split backfield on first and 10. Handoff goes up the middle. That is Sunday. Tyler Sunday will get across the 25, 27-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play.
Left side of the offensive line did a nice job at opening up a hole that time. And we're not seeing too many holes opened up, and when they do, the linebackers are filling the gaps and shutting them down for a gain of only a few. That time he got several out of them.
Bachman under center, split backfield, second down and 3 at the Cumberland Valley 27-yard line. And off again goes to Sunday up the middle, and Lord often able to push him back. He got a yard or two. It'll be third down and short. Call him forward to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, gave him good forward progress. Brings him just a yard shy of the first down marker. Again, they're not making any big, significant runs against the Falcon defense.
Third and 1, Cumberland Valley at their own 29-yard line. This would be a huge stop if Lower Dauphin can stop him from getting it here. But it's a double tight straight T backfield. Bachman, long time to take the snap. He just pushes forward himself. He's going to have the first down. He's going to get about 5-6 yards out to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and he didn't have much challenging going on there up the middle either. Take the snap. LD really didn't focus a lot on the center. Didn't put a nose tackle in there and kind of let that area just a little bit too open.
The clock continues to move with all this rushing that we've seen here tonight. A lot of rushing, no penalties. Or not very many penalties, only two. First down and 10. Hand off, and this is Palmer. He's going to be ripped down by McIntyre in the backfield. Loss of a yard.
Oh, man. McIntyre was just waiting for him. Charging on him. Man. Looking like a hungry man at a buffet. They just wrapped him up both arms and swung him down. And you and I have experience with buffets. We know what that means.
We do. Although we're old and we can't really...
we can't slam like we used to.
We're not really hungry, that hungry anymore, ever. Second down and 11. Wing to the right, wide left is catcher. It's going to be a pass. The catcher's caught at the 40, and he's able to get forward to the 43-yard line. So a gain of 9. It's going to be third down and 2.
Skylar Swartz played off just a little bit too far. Just didn't play catch up enough as that ball was in the air. Didn't get to the target in time.
Catcher will go over to the right side this time of the formation. Third down and 2. Split backfield. Hetzel and Palmer. Bachman under center. Takes the snap. Hand off Palmer. Goes right. Gets the first down. Still on his feet. Across midfield. Headed towards the sideline, but he's going to be chopped down at the 44-yard line. Good tackle by Clay Spencer.
The catcher was making some blocking over there for him, but he decided to go to the outside instead of the inside on the blocking of the catcher. They're not getting through the line very often, but when they are, they're still able to pick up that extra 10 yards or so.
First down and 10. Cumberland Valley at the lower Dauphin 44-yard line. So the Eagles starting to move it here. Down 9-0. Handoff goes to Palmer. Big hole again up the middle, and he's upended by Skylar Swartz at the 37-yard line. But another gain of 7 yards for Palmer as he's approaching the 100-yard mark.
And the Eagle offensive line is starting to come to life. Like we saw on that one drive only in the first half where they moved the ball down the field and started, you know, opening up holes, pushing back the defensive line. And they're doing that right now on this drive and going against the wind at the same time.
Second down and 3. Everybody in tight. Double wing, double tight formation. Palmer is the deep back. He's going to get the give, and he's going to run right into Will Bowen. He's going to be turned back short of the first down. He's going to be called down right at the 35. He needed to get to the 34. So a gain of 2. And a 3rd and 1 here for the Eagles.
They briefly had it open. Briefly, but then sealed back shut. Bowen guarding this near side on the end, able to stop him.
3rd down and 1. Straight T backfield. They've run QB sneak out of this a few times already. Bachman under center. And it's going to be the QB sneak again. And they stopped them this time for a lot shorter than the last effort, but it is still going to be enough to get the first down.
Just enough. Falcons don't have the answer at nose tackle. The way they're lining up, and they put two extra guys on the defensive line, but they just didn't squeeze the front four in tight enough to make that stop on the block. It's taking a lot of clock here for Cumberland Valley to move this football.
Yep. Wing in wide to the right side, split backfield. Hetzel and Palmer. Palmer gets the give, going to the right. He is going to be stood up and thrown back. That is Daniel Beaver making the stop. Gain of just 1 on the play.
6'5", 235. We saw him make a couple stops like that earlier in this contest. Coming to that far side. He's over there. Moving into position. Again, just an impressive front four for Lower Dolphins defense.
second and nine. Double wing formation. Catcher is wide to the right side. We're giving him about 10 yards cushion over there. Bachman handoff up the middle over to Palmer. Finds some room. He's going to have the first down inside the 25. Tackled at the 23-yard line.
And that's been about the only weakness in their defensive stops of the running game. Right up the middle. Yeah, they're stopping everything getting around the outside. They're stopping tackle and guard area, but for some reason, they just don't have anyone really sealing that dead middle, lying up behind the center.
Catcher is wide to the right side. Double wing. Bachman under center, handoff again to Palmer, right up the middle, trying to bounce forward, gets to the 20-yard line, a gain of three. As slowly and methodically, the Eagles just move this football up the field.
Schaefer getting in there, helping out with the tackle. The Falcons adjusted just a little bit, moving to the far side. Just a little bit, getting a little closer on the ball.
This will be the 13th play of this drive. We're 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's lowered off in nine. Cumberland Valley, nothing. The Eagles here at the red zone, right at the 20-yard line. Split backfield pitch goes to Hetzel. Has a hole, 15, chopped down at the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal at the 10 for the Eagles.
And no need to pass. Cumberland Valley's running game has come to life, and they have chipped away at things on this long drive. Positive gains practically every play. And I don't think they're going to get this last one off before the end of the quarter.
5 seconds. They do line up quickly. Split backfield, first and goal at the 10. Nope, they do not get it off. So we will take timeout. Our score after three quarters, it is lowered off in nine. Cumberland Valley, nothing. Stay tuned for the fourth quarter coming up. You're listening to Falcon Football on WMSS.
Burrow Bar & Grill Hummelstown and Burrow Bar & Grill Riverfront are proud to bring you this game. The Burrow Bar & Grill Hummelstown and Riverfront are open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week to 1:30 a.m. with the kitchen open until 11 p.m. Steaks, chicken, burgers, pasta, seafood, wings, and much more. And they have all the TV sports packages. That's the Burrow Bar & Grill on Main Street in Hummelstown and North Front Street in Harrisburg.
Here, 9-0 lowered off and leading Cumberland Valley. We've only had two drives in the third quarter. Lowered off and marched it down the field. Eight plays, 67 yards. And here, Cumberland Valley has run 13 plays on this drive so far. They've almost taken 8 minutes off the clock. So they've got to cash in here one way or another. Even a field goal makes it a one-score game. A turnover here for Lower Dauphin would be unbelievable.
Well, and the Falcons pulled that off of the first half with the interception near the back of the end zone. And I know they'd like to hold them to just a field goal here or get that turnover.
So first and goal from the 10, split backfield. Hetzel and Palmer. Handoff goes to Hetzel. Breaks the tackle, and he's going to be dragged down from behind by Beaver at the 7-yard line, call it the 6.
Yeah, going off the left end, tried to get outside. Beaver right there to at least grab him, but you know, we're seeing positive yardage pickup every play. Cumberland Valley keeping it on the ground. Earlier, they weren't having that type of success against this defense.
15th play of the drive. Catcher is wide to the right side. Split backfield, wing back to the right side of the formation as well. Hand off, and it's a busted play as Bachman's going to have to eat it. He bobbled the snap, and then that just blew up the timing of the handoff, so Bachman had no choice but to just eat it back at the 9.
Yeah, by the time he got control, he should have just run forward. Instead, he actually turned back and looked, thinking that he still had a running back. They were already through the hole. They were already gone. No one was there. And at that point, you know, turning back around and going back a little bit, he lost an extra yard or two.
Crucial mistake.
Yeah.
Now it's a third and goal at the 9-yard line. So either they get a touchdown here, or they're going to have to decide on fourth down what to do. Wing and wide to the left. Split backfield. Bachman, play fake, looking to throw. Catcher is double covered, but he has to throw it underneath. It's caught, but at the 5-yard line, that is by Cole McCoy.
McCoy was just the down and out. He was in the flats. The end zone was not open. Good coverage there. So they will bring in the field goal unit.
So it's going to be a field goal attempt. This will be 23 yards, so not very deep one. And it's Rich Bachman who is the kicker. 23 at a hard angle. There's the kick. It is on the way. It is good. So we will take timeout. The Eagles get on the board. 9:50 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is lowered off in 9. Cumberland Valley 3. Back after this, you're listening to Falcon Football on WMSS.
Kerman Eye Professional Eye Care and Optical Boutique has been serving Central PA since 1958. They have hundreds of frames and sunglasses to choose from, and they're a contact lens specialist. Kerman Eye also has sight-saving testing for macular degeneration. They warmly welcome new patients. The Kerman family are LD alumni, and they wish the Falcons good luck. That's Kerman Eye, West Main Street in Hummelstown, and KermanEye.com.
Play 9:41. Cumberland Valley went 75 yards. Couldn't get the touchdown, but they do get the field goal, the 23-yarder from Rich Bachman. And they pulled within one score here, 9-3. That was the biggest thing for Cumberland Valley. They had to get points on that drive.
Yeah.
Especially when they chew up almost 10 minutes off the clock, down by two scores. That's what I said at halftime. If Lower Dolphin gets up by two scores, they're not going to panic. They're going to do what they do. Now, if they were still down by two scores in the fourth quarter, now you start having to get out of character. But
as we talked about here during the commercial break, that you just hope that blocked extra point doesn't come back and nip Lower Dolphin in the butt here in the fourth quarter. But they're going against the wind in the fourth, right to left.
Line up with the pistol, look, three receivers, handoff goes to Schaefer up the middle, bounces to the outside, he's got room, 25, 30, he's in the clear, 40, 50, they're going to angle him, but they can't get him, he's going to go all the way, Schaefer to the end zone, 80 yards for the touchdown, and it's 15-3, Lower Dolphin.
Same play that we've seen him get the big runs, right between the tackle and the tight end. And every big run he's had in this game has come from those areas near the outside. And once he gets through the line, there's not been an outside linebacker there to contain him. And he just took off and he was gone.
He got to the sideline. The only guy that had a shot was Christian Arrington. And he initially took the wrong angle.
Yes.
And once he took two or three steps at the wrong angle, he didn't have enough room to get him at the right angle.
You know, he's going to go for two here.
Yeah, they're going to try to make it a 17-3 game. I think it's the right decision because you're up by two scores anyway, and now a timeout is going to be called.
Wow, how stunned is CV? They think they're back in the game. One possession game. And it just takes Schaefer to pound it right down their throat. And we've said that all game. We saw that earlier in the game when Schaefer, they didn't have an answer for him. And when LD would try something else, it wasn't working. When they gave it to Schaefer, he was always getting positive yardage and beat them down. What a horse.
19 carries, 248 yards, and two touchdowns. And definitely the difference maker in this game for the Falcons. You know, if you see anything for any player of the week voting polls anywhere, you put some votes in for this guy. Mm-hmm. So after the timeout, here goes the two-point conversion attempt for the Falcons. It's going to be Claussen. Cole Etchberger is in the backfield.
They still weren't lined up right on what they're going to do here on the two-point conversion.
Slot left. Now man in motion. Three receivers that way. It's going to be a pass. Etchberger makes the catch. He reaches for the end zone, but he cannot cross the plane. So the conversion is no good.
And I think the penalty flag is going to go against Lower Dolphin. Let's see what they call it. I think LD just, someone moving.
So that's really the first flag against Lower Dolphin all night. But the conversion is no good. We'll take timeout. 9:36 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Lower Dolphin 15, Cumberland Valley 3. You're listening to Falcon Football on WMSS.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Upset alert sirens are blaring here at the Hershey Park Stadium as Lower Dolphin up by two scores here in the fourth quarter. 9:36 left on the clock as the Falcons take the two-score lead here. Now Cumberland Valley is going to be in some trouble. They have some real trouble finding the football as the kickoff was drilled off of one of the guys up front, and it squirted free. And they were lucky just to get back on the football at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, a little squib kick that kind of was a roller. Just kind of rolled through a couple arms, but they're able to hold on at the end. Yeah, and here's LD's defense. Man, they've been the focal point in this game besides Schaefer. This defense has done a great job of keeping Cumberland Valley out of the end zone. Can they keep it up?
Now the defense, if nothing else, tired because the offense did not give them much of a break with the one play, 80-yard, 14-second drive. So here come the Eagles. Handoff. That's a counter give up the middle. That's going to be good for about 5 yards. And that is to Palmer, who has been the horse for the Eagles here tonight.
I think the Eagles kind of forgot that they did that counter crisscross earlier in the game, and that was a big play for them. So, you know, run more plays that use the counter. Use the misdirection to keep this front four off balance for Lower Dolphin.
Little more pep in the step now for the Eagles as they realize time is not on their side. Pitch, Palmer in trouble in the backfield, and he can't get away. He's going to be tackled for a loss of two. Zach Harvey making this stop for the Falcons in the backfield.
Yeah, because it was Will Bell on there first. The big guy couldn't get him. He went down the carpet, but then who was left on the outside and made the solo tackle? Zach Harvey, as he was walking away, then Bowen comes over and just kind of bats him on top of the helmet like, hey, well done. I didn't get him. He was all yours.
Third down and 7. Bunch of receivers to the right side. Looking to throw, does so, overthrows, catcher does quarterback Rich Bachman, and it's a 4th down and 7. And it's going to be punt time. Yeah, yeah, here comes the punt team for Cumberland Valley.
Well, and you talked about pep to the step. Yeah, they started hurrying up. They weren't going to a slow huddle. It's like, let's get to the line, let's run our plays. But when you get drugged down over there on the far side on a run play and a bad pass high.
Watch out. They are
trick.
They have 5 receivers in the punt formation. Lower Dolphin is confused. Actually, they have, like, everybody lined up wide here. 4th down. It is going to be a punt, and it's almost blocked, but catcher gets it away. It's going to be Clay Spencer fields it at the 20-yard line. He's going to go virtually nowhere. That was just one of them funny formations where they don't have 5 guys on the line. They're spread out all over the field. and Lower Dolphin was definitely confused. I was surprised Patrick didn't take a timeout because his guys were running all over the place trying to figure out where to go.
Yeah, you've got your timeouts. You're up. It's in the fourth quarter. It's a goofy play out there, and you don't want to allow Central or Cumberland Valley to keep that football and use that timeout. But they must have seen that the defense was lined up man for man and were ready for the coverage and even had some good pressure coming in on the punter.
It's going to be a penalty against Lower Dolphin on the return. This is going to take it back to the 10-yard line.
And this is where now you're deep in your own end, going against the wind. You want to keep the ball control. Just keep chipping out first down. Get that clock ticking. Yeah, there's only one person who knows how to do that right.
Yep, you just hand it off to Shape three times. And
yep.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do it here.
I don't think so.
It's not in the game.
No.
Klassen takes the snap, hands it off up the middle. I think it's Skylar Schwartz who is lined up in the backfield.
I think you're right. I'm a little surprised by that. Hey, that would have been a nice time to do a bootleg.
No, no, it was Isaac Ray who had the carry for right. 1 yard.
Now, Schaefer checks in. Yeah, it wasn't too hard that time.
Maybe Schaefer was still catching a breather from his 80-yard run a little earlier.
Well, and he has been out there defensively, too.
He's back in. Handoff goes to Schaefer, runs into some traffic, and he is going to be shut down for less than nothing. That time he's going to be caught back at the 7-yard line. The defensive front for Cumberland Valley got some pressure in immediately, and it's going to be a third down and 12.
Yeah, stop going up the middle. Bounce it off the ends. That has been your strength this entire game, bouncing it right at the angle, right around the end, right between the end and the tackle, and that's where he has got the most significant gains and runs in this one.
The third and 12 for Lower Dolphin, back at the 8-yard line. I expect nothing more than just a handoff here to keep the clock running. Might not get the first down, but you chew time off the clock. Schaefer gets the give, going right side. Gets across the 10 to the 15, gain of 5 yards, but it takes another couple minutes off the clock. Lower Dolphin will punt it away, and they'll punt it away happily here.
Well, and this is where you got to be smart. I think that's that quits out there to do the punting.
Yep.
You're on the goal line. If you have any mess up, anything screw up, you know what? Just get it out of the back of the end zone. Take the 2 points.
That is correct, because you'd still be up by 10 at that point. So Kutz standing back at the goal line. They bleed every moment off the clock. High snap. Kutz pulls it down, gets it away. Cumberland Valley had pressure. It's a short kick. Going to bounce at the 33-yard line, but takes a nice LD bounce, and it's going to come to a rest at the 42-yard line of Lower Dolphin.
Yeah, that was a high snap. And, again, that wind is picking up. He got that one away, and it just fluttered in the breeze. You could tell it was being held up. But luckily, when it came down, it took a forward bounce, and he was able to get several more out of it. Now, this has been a treat watching this defense play and stop Cumberland Valley. We're glad to have you along. This is our fourth and final Lower Dolphin broadcast of the season here on WNSS.
First and 10, Cumberland Valley at the Lower Dolphin 42, 15-3, LD with the lead here with just over 6 minutes to play. Handoff goes to Palmer, and he gets cut down after a gain of two. And we are going to have a late flag here. Definitely the correct call, as Daniel Beaver got a shot in late on somebody, and this is going to cost 15 yards, and this is absolutely the right call. It was a late hit.
Late hits, you hate seeing it. There haven't been any of these in this game. For the most part, just a few flags, mostly offsides. The first one of this kind in the game, which means both teams, especially Lower Dolphin, have been very disciplined up until this point. Recollect yourself. No more mistakes like that. Unfortunately, now you've allowed CV to move the football all the way down to the 25-yard line.
Some of the other guys up front: Dylan Washington, Cody Troy, of course Bowen and McIntyre. They've been the guys up front have done it for Lower Dauphin tonight. Here's a batted pass as Bowen gets the mitt up. They were looking to get it to catcher over on the left side, but Bowen gets the paw up and knocks it down.
Yeah, it's just a simple button hook over on that left side. And you need that out of your big guys. I don't see that enough sometimes. You know, they're using their strength, trying to get into the quarterback or the runner. Get those arms up on the passes.
Second down and 10. Double wing set. Catcher is wide to the right side. Bachman under center. Palmer goes in motion. Play fake to him. Going to hoist it into the end zone, and it's going to be intercepted. No, it's not. Oh. I thought Skylar Schwartz was going to come down with that football.
I thought he did, too. He had it, but he didn't keep hold of it.
But good defense there from the Falcons as they had two defenders converge on the football.
They intercepted one in the first half in the end zone against Cumberland Valley. Right there for sure. I thought Skylar Schwartz had it.
So a third down play here at the 25-yard line. Cumberland Valley runs up the line of scrimmage. Catcher is wide to the right. Double wing set. In the backfield is Sunday. Palmer in motion from the wing. Play fake to him. They're looking to throw back to Palmer. He makes the catch, but Skylar Schwartz lays the lumber on him. Picks up 5 yards, but he's going to feel that one.
Oh, that's an ouch moment. The direction was going to the right side. Bachman turns back to the left and has his man flaring out into the flats. As soon as he catches it, Schwartz is there and stands like a brick wall, putting him flat down. Fourth down, you can't kick a field goal here because it would still be a two-possession game.
Yeah.
If you get that. So you have got to go for it with 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter, and that's what Cumberland Valley's talking about. They've got to get the right play in there to pick up the first down.
It's going to be a fourth down and 5. Again, you're forcing the Eagles here because LD is up by 2 scores. You're forcing them to be out of character. They do not feel comfortable throwing the football.
No, they obviously don't. 15-3, Lower Dauphin leading with 4:55 to play here at Hershey Park Stadium. Don't forget, we've got for you tomorrow afternoon, Middletown taking on Boiling Springs Homecoming in Middletown, 2 o'clock with a kickoff. Steve will have that game at 1:40. And I will be on 1510 AM and WMSSFM.com with Lebanon Valley College at Lycoming. That's a 12:45 airtime, 1 o'clock with a kickoff. Brian Kaiser joining me for that one. And then next Friday night, the big showdown, Middletown and Milton Hershey here on WMSS. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with that one over at Henry Hershey Field.
Fourth down and 5 here for the Eagles. This is pretty much almost last chance saloon if they want to try to win this game. They are down by 12. We're going to have a bunch of receivers to the right side, and we've got
a timeout
lowered off. That is a formation that we have not seen Cumberland Valley use all night. At the 3 receivers in a bunch to the short side, or rather to the wide side of the field. And Coach Kratzer says, you know what, this is a new look. Let me take a timeout here and talk to my defense. I think it's a wise move.
And you got the timeout, so use those timeouts now. Don't let your team blow what right here is a big opportunity on another stop. Get the ball back. Run more clock off. Cumberland Valley needs touchdowns. They don't need field goals. And the defense can keep bending all they want, because all that means is that's more time running off the clock in their favor. Don't get too conservative either. They have played solid. They played aggressive. Cumberland Valley facing its second loss of the season.
A couple other scores. East Pennsboro leads Palmyra 27-7. That's late in third. Cedar Cliff is putting away Redland 34-13. But here it's 4th and 5. Cumberland Valley trailing 15-3, fourth and five at the Lord Alvin 20-yard line. Slot left side. Pump fake. Bachman looking to the end zone, looking for catcher, and he comes down with it in the end zone. It is a touchdown. He jumped over Skyler Schwartz, who is actually underneath him, but catcher goes up and makes the grab and gets the touchdown.
It's all going to come back to that play. If CV comes back and wins this game, a big fourth down. Just streak that right down the sideline. Catcher going up, hoisting it in against Schwartz.
The extra point by Bachman is on the way, and it is good. We will take timeout. 4:53 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Lower Dauphin 15, Cumberland Valley 10. Back after this, this is Falcon Football on WMSS.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
That only took 1:09, 5 plays for Cumberland Valley to go 42 yards. They cash in on the fourth down and 5 from the 20-yard line with a 20-yard touchdown pass from Rich Bachman to Charlie Catcher. Bachman's extra point makes it 15-10. They will kick it away. They will kick it deep. It's going to roll into the end zone. Going to be a touchback. LD had the onside prevent. Return team out there, so nobody was deep, but luckily for LD, that ball just sailed right on into the end zone, and they will have it first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Timeouts left are 2 on both sides.
Yeah, Cumberland Valley getting themselves back in this football game. Down now by a touchdown. Field goal won't be good enough, but still leaving a lot of clock up there. They're going to have to stop this offense. LD has got to try to get a few first downs on this drive.
Lawson hands it off. Schaefer on first down. Running to the right. That's out across the 25 to the 27. So a good pickup on first down. It'll be 2nd and 3.
And again, doing it at that angle. Not trying to cut through the line. He's taking it off the right end or the left end. And he's finding so much room there.
22 carries. 257 yards. And 2 touchdowns for Schaefer.
Now, you want to work the clock here. Take your time with the huddle. Take your time lining up. Lawson doesn't want to rush this.
Lawson in the pistol. Schaefer behind him. Slot to the left side. Using every second. Hand off. Goes to Schaefer. Going to push off the right side. He's not going to get much. Cumberland Valley trying to rip at the football, but he's going to be stopped for no gain. And it's going to bring up a big 3rd down and 3 here.
And CV hasn't been successful trying to rip the ball out of their hands tonight. We haven't seen a lot of ball tackling. LD's been, for the most part, a significant job at protecting it, keeping it in tight, not turning it over.
They gave him a yard there. 3rd down and 2 at the 28-yard line. Huge play in this game if they can get the first down. Wide to either side. Clausen in the pistol. Schaefer behind him. Handoff. Schaefer trying to burrow up the middle. He's going to fight his way, and it's going to be close. His back was going forward, and they are going to give him the first down, I think. He only needed to get to the chalk of the 30, and they just give him enough to move the sticks.
That's a good call, because as he got closer to the 30-yard line, he was being stopped, and he spun his back and got a little more strength going backwards, got a little extra surge to get him right to the 30-yard line. And by doing that, keeps the clock moving, and we'll get more and more downs to keep ticking that clock down.
Again, Cumberland Valley still with 2 timeouts left on the board. We'll see when they try to use those. Slot to the right side. Hand off Schaefer up the middle, and he is going to be chopped down right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. And now I would almost expect the timeouts to come.
I was going to say either this one or the next one, but it's definitely got to be the next one since they're not using it here.
That's the 25th carry of the game for Schaefer.
And they've got to know that he's going to get the football again.
Yeah.
The question is, they haven't been able to stop him a lot of times. Right there, they were. Now you're really focusing on him. But he needs to pop it to the outside again at that stiff angle.
They're pulling wideouts to both sides. Double tight formation. Rossin hands it off. Schaefer bounces left. Tries to cut back. Gets to the 35-yard line. And now it will be a third down and just under five. We'll take timeout. 2:05 left to play in the fourth quarter as Cumberland Valley takes timeout. It is lowered off in 15. Cumberland Valley 10 back after this. This is Falcon Football on WMSS.
Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg provides residential customer service for window repair and replacement. Weaver Glass and Building Specialties can help you weatherize your home with new storm windows and storm doors. The employees at Weaver's are all Lower Dolphin fans and are proud supporters of Falcon Athletics. That's Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg, 233-8888. That's 233-8888.
Third down and four for Lower Dolphin. This could be the ballgame if they get a first down here. Two receivers out to the right side. Lawson in the pistol with Schaefer behind him. Double tight end in front of him. Hard snap count. Low snap. Hands it off. Schaefer. Pressure in the backfield. He's going down. He's going to be tackled back at the 31-yard line. They're going to lose about 5 yards on the play. Cumberland Valley blows their last timeout. They're going to get the football back here with a minute 58 left on the clock. And as good as the Lower Dolphin defense has been here tonight, they're going to be called on one more time to try to steal this game.
And there's not much Air Schaefer could do. CV was bringing everyone. About the only thing you could have changed up there was maybe do a quick pop pass to the tight end, getting immediately behind the coverage. But they were sending everyone. They knew that they had to stop him. They had to stop him for no gain or a loss and quick get that timeout and preserve a little time on the clock. I was surprised the Lower Dolphin went to the short side of the field instead of the far side. And now no mistakes here. Keep that ball at a low angle and put it out of bounds. Don't allow a return. You're going against the wind.
Yeah, don't let catcher get anything on the other side. Here's the snap. Kutz has plenty of time. He'll boot it away. End over end kick. It's going to go right to catcher. 45-yard line. Gets a block. Goes to the sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds right around the 41-yard line of Lower Dolphin. So the Falcons net about 10 yards on the punt. That is all. And Cumberland Valley will have a shot here at the 41-yard line of Lower Dolphin with a minute 48 seconds left.
Yeah, I didn't like the special teams on that. I thought Kutz just wanted to take it and just boot it away. And he put it up high. He put it up high and wobbly. And he put it up straight right to catcher, who was able to come up for it and get under it. Keep it low, line drive, angle it for the sideline. He would have gotten more out of it.
So here we go. First and 10, 41-yard line, a minute 48 on the clock. Bachman under center, takes the snap. And it's going to be a give to catcher on the end around. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 30-yard line. They disguised it very well as catcher coming in the end around from the far or from the wide side of the field. And it's going to be close to a first down, but not quite. It's going to be a gain of 9. To the 32, second and 1. He got out of bounds, so the clock is stopped with 100 seconds left on the clock here. Wide to both sides. Bachman under center. Palmer the lone setback. Double wing formation. On second and 1, it's a handoff up the middle. Palmer, he's got room. 25-20 and tackled inside the 20. To the 18-yard line, a gain of 14 up the middle.
Big, big gaping hole in the middle. Is someone missing an assignment, or they got too much of a prevent going on, and he backed off the hole? No one sealed it up the middle.
To the 18-yard line, a minute 30 and counting. Oberdorfer trying to hold on up the middle. Goes Palmer. He's going to be stopped this time. Dragged down for a short gain, maybe a yard, to the 17.
The clock keeps ticking. I mentioned earlier on here in this first half, or in the second half, how right up the middle, right behind the center, was causing some problems for the Falcons.
Five wide, and now a timeout taken by Lowered Offense.
It's all coming down to this. What a game we've had here tonight. Lowered Offense looking for the upset. Defense holding a shutout at halftime. Cumberland Valley clawing back slowly. Makes it a 15-10 game. And now trying to survive for their life. They need a touchdown. Field goal will not do it for them.
A minute and four seconds left on the clock here. No timeouts for Cumberland Valley. Lowered Offense still has one after this one. But Coach Kratzer just wants to get some instruction into his defense.
And win or lose, which a loss would be heartbreaking for how they played.
Yeah.
What a game Lowered Offense has played here tonight to really do a great job at shutting down the CV team.
The lineup this time with a slot to the left, wide right. It's a bad snap. Catcher has to run back to the 32-yard line to pick it up. He's in trouble in the backfield. Now he's going to look to throw. He's going to hoist it down into double coverage in the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete. That was a crazy play.
Would have been crazier if it was caught in the end zone, which it almost was. You had two receivers, two defensive backs. No one getting close to him, trying to pick him up. Stops the clock with 53 seconds.
And really, that was a good failure for Cumberland Valley because catcher had to turn his back to everybody, running back, 15 yards to try to pick up that football. And they got an incomplete pass out of it. So the ball's at the 22-yard line, or rather at the 17-yard line. And the clock has stopped with 53 seconds on the clock. Bachman in the shotgun, five wide, three to the left, two to the right. Looking right side, throws. It is going to be caught in the field of play.
He dropped it.
You're right. He did
not have control going down to the ground. Arrington could not hold on to it.
So it turns it into a fourth down play for the ball game here at the 17-yard line. 46 seconds left to play. Lowered off and leads at 15-10. Fourth and nine. At the Lowered Offense 17-yard line, three receivers to the left side. Catcher is the far wide one to the left, two to the right. Bachman will be in the shotgun. Bachman, back to pass, will loft it towards catcher. Down in the back of the end zone, it is going to be either picked off or incomplete. It's incomplete. Cole Etchberger runs away with the football at the end, but it didn't matter. It was incomplete, and Lowered Offense is going to win this football game 15-10 as they take over with 38 seconds left on the clock.
Great coverage deep in that back left corner of the end zone, and the Falcon defense deserving the victory here.
A big win for this Lowered Offense football team. This is a statement win for this program, especially for Greg Kratzer, the new head coach of this team, taking over after many years with Rob Clark, a very successful program. Got off to a little bit of a rough start this year, but here they pull off the shocker. They are going to have to snap it one more time as the knee goes down for the first time. They will not require another snap. They will head to the sidelines, and the Lowered Offense Falcons will square up their record at 4-4 on the season. Cumberland Valley drops to 6-2 for the 2016 campaign.
Great win by the Falcons. They are celebratory here on the home side and down on the field. Cumberland Valley just could not get going in this game. And that defense for Lowered Offense made all the difference with a first half shutout. Little bend, don't break. Gave up some points. Gave up some yardage. A couple heart attack plays in the second half. The Falcons earned this victory.
I will take time out. Our final score, Lower Dauphin 15, Cumberland Valley 10. Back with the post-game show after this. Here, this is Falcon Football on WMSS.
The Middletown home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown home, where they serve from the heart.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Borough Bar & Grill Hummelstown and Borough Bar & Grill Riverfront are proud to bring you this game. The Borough Bar & Grill Hummelstown and Riverfront are open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week till 1:30 a.m., with the kitchen open until 11 p.m. Steaks, chicken, burgers, pasta, seafood, wings, and much more. And they have all the TV sports packages. That's the Borough Bar & Grill on Main Street in Hummelstown and North Front Street in Harrisburg.
Kerman Eye Professional Eye Care and Optical Boutique has been serving Central PA since 1958. They have hundreds of frames and sunglasses to choose from, and they're a contact lens specialist. Kerman Eye also has sight-saving testing for macular degeneration. They warmly welcome new patients. The Kerman family are LD alumni, and they wish the Falcons good luck. That's Kerman Eye, West Main Street in Hummelstown, and KermanEye.com. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg provides residential customer service for window repair and replacement. Weaver Glass and Building Specialties can help you weatherize your home with new storm windows and storm doors. The employees at Weaver's are all Lower Dauphin fans and are proud supporters of Falcon Athletics. That's Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties of Harrisburg, 233-8888. That's 233-8888.
Studio producer and a big upset around the mid-state tonight in high school football. Lower Dauphin knocks off Cumberland Valley 15-10. It was 3-0 at halftime in favor of LD, and both teams with strong performances in the second half, but ultimately it would be the LD defense holding its own and keeping Cumberland Valley out of the end zone one more time. And, of course, the big running tonight of Brennan Schaefer, who had some monster runs and pounded the football down CD's throat to get the scores. So Lower Dauphin evening its record now to 4-4 on the season, with this monster upset. Cumberland Valley slips to 6-2. We remind you that tomorrow we've got football, Middletown and Boiling Springs, 2 o'clock kickoff, 1:40 airtime, and LBC at Lycoming, 12:45 of the airtime on 1510 AM and at WMSSFM.com. And you can hear the alma mater played by Lower Dauphin, and the players loving it, celebrating. They certainly earned this one.
Huge win for this Lower Dauphin team. Let's take a look at the stat sheets here at the end of this one. Dick Palmer, leading rusher for Cumberland Valley Knights, 22 carries for 128 yards. Alec Hetzel, Cole McCoy, each with 3 carries for 17 yards. Tyler Sunday, 4 for 11. Charlie Catcher, 3 carries, 15 yards. Rich Bachman, the quarterback, 4 keepers for 6 yards. Receiving, Charlie Catcher, 4 catches, 46 yards and a touchdown. Cole McCoy, 1 for 4. Jake Palmer, 1 for 5. Quarterback Rich Bachman, 6 of 16, 55 yards, touchdown. Jared Plessinger threw one pass that was picked off. Charlie Ketcher threw one pass that was incomplete. Team totals for Cumberland Valley, 39 carries, 194 on the ground, 55 through the air. Sacramento lost 247 yards of total offense for Cumberland Valley. Lower Dauphin, the beast tonight was Brendan Schaefer, 27 carries, 262 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Ryan Kutz, 2 keepers for 8 yards. Clay Spencer, 2 for 3. Isaac Ray, 1 carry for 1 yard. Receiving, Clay Spencer, 2 for 11. Tom Johnson, 1 for 6. Will Bowen, 1 for 5. Clausen passing, 2 for 4 for 12 yards. Ryan Kutz, 2 for 2 for 10 yards. The Falcons, they didn't even try to throw it at all in the second half of this game. They didn't need to. Team totals on the ground, 32 carries, 274 yards, 22 through the air. Sacramento lost 10. 286 yards of total offense, and again, 262 yards of that was Brendan Schaefer. Scoring recap, we'll tell you how this one went. First half, not much offense, but Lower Dauphin was able to get a long drive in. They take it down. Clyde Tamburo, a 33-yard field goal with 8:10 left to play in the first half. That was our score until halftime. It was 3-0 Falcons. Second half, Lower Dauphin gets the football. And they go methodically down the field, 8 plays, 67 yards, set up by a long Brendan Schaefer run. They go into the end zone on a 21-yard touchdown run from Schaefer. The extra point was blocked. It was 9-0 Lower Dauphin with 7:31 to play in the third quarter. Then Cumberland Valley goes on an extremely long drive, 17 plays, 9 minutes, 41 seconds to go 75 yards. They get points out of the deal on a 23-yard field goal from Rich Bachman. It was 9-3. Cumberland Valley had to get points on that drive, but the Lower Dauphin defense kept them out of the end zone, which was huge in this ballgame. Then, right after that, it was a Brendan Schaefer 80-yard touchdown run on the very next play. Made it 15-3 after the conversion failed. Lower Dauphin tried to go for 2. So it was 15-3 with 9:36 left to play. Cumberland Valley, again, out of their element at this point because they were down by 2 scores in the fourth quarter. But they did get one back on a short, after a punt, they had a short field to work with from the 42. And on 4th down and 5, with just under 5 minutes left to play, it was a 20-yard touchdown pass from Bachman to catcher. Bachman's extra point made it 15-10 with 4:53 left to go. Then Lower Dauphin got the football after the kickoff. They got 1 first down. They needed another to put away the game. They couldn't get it. They had to punt it away. And after a kick that went right to catcher, and he returned it for only a net punt maybe of 10 yards after the return was accounted for. Cumberland Valley had the football at the 41-yard line. They were able to move it down to the 18 and had a first down with about a minute and a half left. Then they had a run for a gain of just 1 and then 3 incompletions, including the last one in the back corner of the end zone. They were looking to get a catcher, but Cole Etchberger was the guy who made the play for Lower Dauphin on the final play of the game. And the Falcons escape here with a huge upset win, 15-10, over Cumberland Valley.
And kind of a statement now for the new Greg Kratzer regime at Lower Dauphin to show this football program moving in the right direction. Rob Clark had a great run with the Falcons, leaves. Now this team kind of started off slow this season. All of a sudden started picking up wins with Cedar Crest, Redland, Mechanicsburg, and now win 4 on the season against a very hard-nosed, tough Cumberland Valley football team to even their record at 4-4. Just got a final in the other game that we're broadcasting on the other internet stream on WMSS, 56-0, your final of Central Dauphin over Chambersburg tonight. And we'll try to find right now any other scores that we have around the leagues.
All right. The this game is done relatively quickly because of all the rushing that was going on. There were very few penalties in this game, so this game wrapping up a lot quicker than most. So Central Dauphin, as you mentioned, 56-0 over Chambersburg. We have Waynesboro over Greencastle Antrim. That was 42-10. Now here's the partial scores we have. Third quarter, we have Harrisburg and State College. They are now tied at 14. So State College draws even with Harrisburg. Bishop McDevitt looks like they have just put away Susquehanna Township in a defensive struggle. 7-3 is the finals. McDevitt with a pick at the down in the last minute of that game. Cedar Cliff is beating Redland 48-19 now at the end of three. Palmyra trails East Pennsboro 27-24. Palmyra just scored to pull within three. That is somewhere late in the fourth quarter, less than 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter in that one. We have Newport and Dubois in, it looks like, a non-defensive struggle, 32-28. That is in the third quarter of play.
Yeah, Newport with a four-point lead, trying to remain unbeaten on the season.
And one of the few unbeaten teams left in the mid-state area. As we'll look at some of the scores down from York League, some final scores down there. Littlestown over Biglerville, 33-14. Dallastown beating Oxford, 55-6. Deloman beat Fairfield, 45-0. Eastern York over Kennedale, 26-6. Northeastern York beat Spring Grove, 27-0. Fourth quarter, York Catholic leads Bermudian Springs, 35-7. Some of the other interesting scores. We have Red Lion over Central York, 28-19 in the fourth. Shippensburg leads Northern 16-7 in the fourth. Shippensburg also unbeaten on the season. Susquehannock leads West York 21-14. Southwestern over York 28-13. And York Suburban leads Dover 23-13. Again, Lancaster 11, and we have no final scores in the LL. Manhattan Central leads Cedar Crest 27-7. These are all in the fourth quarter. McCaskey over Lebanon, 35-13. Elko leads Northern Lebanon, 14-0. Hempfield leads Conestoga Valley, 16-0. Donegal over Peckway Valley, 27-0. Lampeter Strasburg leads Cocalico, 28-27. Lancaster Catholic beating Columbia, 35-6. Manheim Township and Wilson are tied at 10 in the fourth quarter. A couple of third quarter scores. E-Town Garden Spot tied at 13. Warwick over Penn Manor, 28-21. And Solanco leading Ephrata 25-0. And that is all we have on the scoreboard. But the big score here tonight, you know, all across the mid-state area here, has to be this one. Now, Lower Dauphin, we figured coming in, they were a heavy underdog in this game. But the thing with Lower Dauphin, or with Cumberland Valley, they're very one-dimensional team. And they like to run the football. And some of the guys that you have to, you know, look at what Schaefer did, what the offensive line did. But I think the players of the game here were the defensive front for Lower Dauphin. They were able to hold this rushing attack. And a wing T rushing attack is difficult to deal with. Cumberland Valley is really one of the only teams around it that use it anymore. But they got a lot of guys that could run the football. They could come at you a lot of different directions. And you know, you got guys like Dylan Washington, Chad Santana, Cody Troy, Justin McIntyre, Will Bowen, and Daniel Beaver. Those are some of the guys that were up front for most of this game for Lower Dauphin. And I think they made the difference. Sure, Jake Palmer had 128 yards, but
it wasn't significant at the time he was running.
No, they didn't give up the super long play all day. They held the Eagles at bay here. They made the big stops when they needed to. At the end, they got a pick in the end zone. I think really the breaking moment in this game for Cumberland Valley happened in the span of about 14 seconds in this game, where They got down to the 5-yard line on that long 17-play drive. They had to settle for the field goal to pull it to within 6 because they had to. And then they kick off, and Brendan Schaefer takes 80 yards for the touchdown the other way. And they're right back in a 2-score deficit, and they could just never recover because it is not what Cumberland Valley wants to do. They do not want to be behind. Not that any team wants to be behind, but Cumberland Valley is a running team, and they don't want to be behind at all trying to catch up in the game. They made the best effort they could. They had a shot. They tossed it to Charlie Ketcher in the corner of the end zone, which is what you would expect them to do. And Cole Etchberger made the play on the very last play of the game. And Lower Dauphin gets a signature win here tonight over Cumberland Valley, 15-10.
We're back on the air tomorrow afternoon, 1:40. Middletown and Boiling Springs homecoming in Middletown. LVC on the internet and 15:10 a.m. beginning at 12:45 up at Lycoming. I want to thank you for tuning in next Friday night. Middletown and Milton Hershey. That's a monster clash once again. Steve and I will be back for that one next Friday night. Thanks so much this season to our Lower Dauphin sponsors, Kerm and I, Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties, Borough Bar and Grill, and Borough Riverfront. Make sure you thank them for us. Thank them for you. If you've been listening to tonight's coverage and our four broadcasts we've done this season of Lower Dauphin football, a great win here tonight for this season for the Lower Dauphin Falcons as they win 15-10 over Cumberland Valley. For Steve Leedy, studio producer Tim Neville, this is John Wilsbach. Thank you for joining us on WMSS.
You've been listening to Lower Dauphin football on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by Borough Bar and Grill, Kerm and I Associates, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties, and the Middletown Home. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.